Hello, how are you? August 23rd and 24th, and here are the cards. They are the Ten of Swords, the Page of Swords, and Judgment. You've been served. That's a hell of a job, being a process server. Here in the U.S., a process server is the guy who waits outside, hiding in his car, until you come home, then jumps out and shoves an envelope in your face and says, "You've been served," with a divorce or eviction or a lawsuit or restraining order or other court proceeding before running away like a weasel. If you ever wondered what sort of person would enjoy a career as a process server, look no further than the slightly weaselly Page of Swords. Or maybe a ferret, as this page is forever ferreting out information, especially via social media. The Page of Air, Aquarius, Gemini, and Libra, today in the center is appropriate as we enjoy a glorious Aquarius blue moon. It truly was beautiful. If we must draw the dramatic bloody card of betrayal and bottoming out, the Ten of Swords, it's in the best place it can be, which is in the past. A very strange thing is that I've actually been looking forward to seeing this card of painful endings, as it is playfully illustrated in the Modern Witch Tarot by Lisa Stirl in a spread. And for the first time, I noticed that there are two versions of this card in the deck for some reason. We see the same hopeless black sky that we usually see in the olden tarots, and a human laid out on a rocky beach, assumed to be dead. Number 10 is the end. Fini. Someone has taken all that they can take. This is the card of rock bottom, as we can see by the sharp, nasty-looking rocks along the lonely, desolate shore upon which our victim lay. This is the backstabbing card. The swords of air are sharp words, the suit being an intellectual and verbal suit. Energy vampires abound. The modern witch version has our human laying on the cold, rocky shore in a pink blouse and blue skirt. Rather than the pools of red blood we see on the olden cards, we see what seem to be streams of blue water, representing the life force in the tarot, draining out from under and away from our victim. Her long silver-gray hair spread around her head on the ground. Drained is another description of the Ten of Swords. Yet, our victim, laying there like a felled porcupine with 10 long swords at her back, has a black iPhone in her hand and is checking her email. "The rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated," said Mark Twain. "Well, you're dead now, aren't you?" So I guess they weren't. On one of the two versions of the Ten of Swords in this deck, the usual Ten of Swords is written across the bottom of the card, but on the second card, which is identical, it says, "Everything is fine." I'll need some time to consider this discovery, although I like it. It would seem that something is done and over, which you may find out through social media, or you may be done and over with social media altogether. This could unfortunately be news of a death. We can't ignore the final judgment, number 20, two tens of the major arcana in the upcoming position, but the universal image is of the dead joyously rising from their graves. This gives me trial by media or public opinion vibes, but as none of the cards are in the reverse,